Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Now, if you need to go back and listen to the prior episode, you want to go to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call. I think that this is a series. I mean, many of the series, God is just amazing us, isn't he, with the things that he's bringing to light to help us to now build his kingdom and then be great examples here into the world. We've become the light and the lamp of the world through the word of God. And when we're starting to talk about going out in the marketplace and doing big things, you know, it has to be for God, through God. We have to remember, for God, through God, and then he's there with us. So we've been talking about this topic that, you know, I know you've heard from before, but every time God has me talk on fear, I get even different revelations. And then guess what? Different situations pop up, and then you're like, okay, the word of God is so real. It is so prevalent. Even today, if we were to use it, similar to your scripts in your business, similar to the videos and the resources to your business, similar to your system in your network marketing business, that most people, it don't work for them because they're not working it. And so the word of God will work for you if you work it. So we've been talking about fear can't take you nowhere, how to conquer your fears and take your spot at the top. Do you realize that your fear is hindering you from taking your spot at the top? Your fears are even probably allowing you only to have a portion, a little inkling of the success that God really has called you for in this earth. And so, you know, we ought to know that the scriptures that God takes us through in these series, you've got to jot them down and go back, because I can assure you, just like for me, certain things will show up. And then it's about, how is the word being activated in your life? How are you using it? Are you just wanting to recite it? Are you just wanting to feel good every day coming here at Power Start Your Day? Or are you really being equipped to face and handle anything that comes your way with God, through God? You got to do it like that now. You got to do it like that. So, you know, we have discussed what people are fearing. One of the biggest things is fearing that what God has for you is not what you want for yourself. We've seen this even in the Bible, even in the book of Jeremiah. He thought he was too young to go do what he was supposed to do, what God told him to do. We saw Jonah, he got scared. He ended up in the belly of the well. We saw Moses, he felt that he had to have Aaron to talk for him, right? Because of fear, and it all came around at the base of fearing people. And so today we're going to be talking about that people, you know, they fear rejection and obsessed with acceptance, holding you back from walking firmly and boldly in your leadership position. I'm not saying you need to be an ogre. I'm not saying that you need to be the most unliked person in the world to be able to take your spot in the top. But I am saying that you can't fear people, because there's no way to build a big business without them, whether it's getting people in your business, keep them in your business, building relationships. You know, you can't if you fear people. So we got to get out of the spot of
–
son knew everything about wisdom. So we know that we're talking about, in the book of Psalm, we're talking about from David. We know that even before David was a king, just like before you become your top leader in your company, you got to deal with some things with yourself in order to walk into those positions. And so you need to know that even in the book of Psalms, 118 verses 6 through 8, you've got to get strong in the Lord, and you got to know where should you put your trust. We've been dealing with that. You cannot build, I'm going to say it again, a big, big business, because they said it cut out, without people. And that includes getting people in your business, keeping people in your business. It's very important that you deal with the fear of rejection. We got to go to the Lord with that, because Jesus Christ died and dealt with rejection. He was rejected. He was crucified. He was beaten. People tried to shame him. They treated him like a dirty rag. Our Christ. But he rose again so that each and every one of us can have an abundant life. And we have to walk in that. There's no reason to fear man. Let's go to the Lord and ask him to help us on this morning. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. For this is the day that you've made. And we're so glad and we're so glorious. Give us another opportunity here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, as we are facing our fears right now, we ask that you will equip us, oh Father God, through your Holy Spirit. We know that it's not going to be by our might, but by your might. You said that you don't give us the power, or we don't give us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power. You've given us a sound mind. And we want to operate that in that on today. Dear Lord, right now, as we're going out to do great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you. We're asking you, dear Lord, to help us be courageous. Help us remember your word in every situation so that we can go out and make a major, major impact for the kingdom. Dear Lord, we'll never be ashamed of who you are or whose we are. We know that when we go out, they'll know who sent us. We thank you, oh, Father God, your grace is all sufficient. And so you've already given us everything we need. But on this day, we're asking you to show us how to use it. As your word comes alive for us on today, the Rhema word, as it will become live in our lives, we begin to use it because it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It can cut through anything. So we honor you, dear Lord, and we bless your holy name. As we acknowledge you in everything we do, and we plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. So, guys, I want to go ahead and read the word, and then let's move on to the lesson. Today is my king, my Boaz birthday, Mr. Robert Jack. We won't be taking any questions today because we're going to hang out and going to have a good time as we are. Every one of us, each and every day that each and every year that we live, we got to thank God and we got to honor God. And we also want to look at the growth along the way. I think it's okay to assess growth. There's some things that probably was a big problem for you at some point in your life becomes no longer a big problem anymore. And so when we start talking about fear of rejection, I can't think of a better place, a better training ground than network marketing to deal with the fear of rejection. And obviously, you know, if you're able to be coachable and you follow what your leaders tell you to do, over time, like we always say, it's levels to everything, over time you will begin to be numb to rejection, especially once you are 100% clear that you're accepted in the kingdom. That's the highest level of acceptance. And so the word of God, Psalms 118, verses 6 through 8, says this: the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me, for I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put trust or confidence in man. Now, This is the thing. I don't know how the Lord's going to allow us to unpack this piece here, because this whole deal of rejection, we already know that as you are going on up and you got to grow up, right? We got to talk some meat. We got to give you some meat. I know some days we give you some milk, then we move to puree food, but today we got to talk some meat. We got to give you some meat on this deal on rejection, right? And we know that over time, you know, going through school or even in our family lives, we're always wanting to please everybody. We don't want anybody to say no. We don't want anybody to be mad. We don't want anybody to do these things. And then we don't even think for one moment, are we pleasing God? Think about going out and building a business, and your intention is that eventually, it doesn't matter how long it's going to take you, but eventually you're going to walk into doing big business where you are making major impact, where you're talking about kings and queens are calling your name. We're talking about people in high places are calling your name, and they're feeling like there is a place. Now you're finally walking in the place that God ordained for you. And the network marketing, I just feel that that's a place where you can bypass a lot of the bureaucracy. You can bypass the people who feel they can block you, because nobody can stop you. You are totally unstoppable. The only person that can stop you in network marketing is yourself, because it's free enterprise. You can go as hard as you want. You can go hard and say, you can go as hard as you want every single day. But I can tell you that fear is stopping most people from doing it, because they got to go through more no's before they hear yes. And because no has been a word that no one ever wanted to hear, they don't realize that no is so good for you. No will keep you humble. No should keep you more persistent. No should build your faith, because if God already said that it's for you, see, that's the problem. People don't believe that they deserve it. They don't believe that, you know, that success is for them. That's a called deservability issues. They deal with that when you're dealing with learning more about wealth, deservability. Do I deserve it? People tend not to deserve it. They either tend to be complacent, slothful. They make a lot of excuses versus deal with fear. Imagine your life being okay with when you looked at everyone, you knew that that would be some level of asset to you. The yes or the no, all of them count. In our business, we train you that if you hear a no, you're asking, well, who else do you know? Okay, no problem. Who else do you know? You have to say those words out of your mouth. Okay, no problem. Well, who else do you know? And get some referrals. I can't tell you how often that have allowed me to lead into bigger business, where a person will say, well, no, I'm not interested. And then because I said, who else do they know, they sent me either new business partners, sent me customers, and then eventually even joined my team, because I'll keep going back and asking, who else do you know? I'll stay in touch. You got to remove yourself from the rejection of people. People don't even want to go eye to eye with someone who told them no. When no can clearly mean not now. Just as we were talking, I got text messages of people saying, hey, I'm definitely ready to get started now. To them, that would have been considered a no. If 80% of business and sales is done in the follow-up process, that's telling you that they said no or they did not get started in the beginning. You have to move past the fear of rejection and release your obsession with acceptance. For those of you all who are business owners, or you probably had decent positions at your job, and then now you know you probably are called manager or supervisor, or people know you, they nod their head when you're walking into the businesses or what have you, and now you come into this world where everybody starts at ground floor. And so you're seeing people on the stage, and sometimes people say, well, I know I'm better than them, or I know they can speak like that. They're messing up words or something like that. I speak very properly. I know everything. Oh, they didn't know that. Oh, and then you're looking and you're thinking like, you know what, but then now you got to go through the ranks like everybody else. You got to go through the rejection like everybody else. And you're like, uh-oh. this is not as easy as I thought. This is a challenge here. So now fear kicks in. You say, this is not for me. But I got news for you. That fear of rejection is going to show up again. That fear of rejection is not just going to go away because you even say, I quit. Let's release ourselves from the obsession of being accepted by men because they can't do anything to you. We should be always looking to please the Lord, and you have to be strong and courageous in the Lord, not in yourself, not in your own abilities, not in your degrees, not in all those other things. You need to be secure in the Lord first. I'm telling you this, that fear of rejection is where you may have team members. Now they're on the other side. They came in, they said they were going to run with you, and they decided not to. And you start getting all stiff. Start getting all stiff with them. That's the fear of rejection. Your disposition and your posture should never change once you already know that you're going to take your spot at the top. If you believe that the wealth comes from God, if you believe your promotion comes from God, He will now send the people while you are working on your relationship with Him. He'll send the people that are supposed to be with you in your business, but you've got to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. You've got to stay on your post. You got to not be afraid for people to say no to you, whether they before they get in or when they get in. As a leader, you start building up into your leadership. And I'm just going to tell you, you're going to help people that at one point in time, they're going to get amnesia that you helped them. But what were you doing it for anyway? For the Lord, are you doing it for man? You've got to be okay with that and not look to be accepted. We're not kids in the sandbox. We are trying to build legacies for our families. Imagine yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Do you really think that everybody that you get on the phone with is going to be there with you? It wasn't intended to. Think about our father of faith, Abraham. Lot had to be his favorite cousin. For him to take him, he took his family. The Lord told him, take your family, your wife and your kids, but he took Chuzo with him. Had to be the favorite cousin because he left a ton of other people behind. He even left his daddy behind because his daddy served another God. But the God tell him, take Lot with him. Your fear of rejection to feel like, okay, so what if I don't make it? I got to go back to the sandbox to the folks so they're going to watch me and say you didn't make it. People are going to say, well, you know what? You didn't make it, so now you want to call me? Now you want to call me? Seek authentic and genuine relationships in your life. You'll be okay with rejection. It won't look like rejection. It might be God's protection. I just want you guys to hear me on today. The fear of rejection is what paralyzes most people from doing the daily method of operation every day in this industry. They see a person that they say, wow, this person seemed like they will be great. I was leaving the doctor's office on yesterday. Such a beautiful, beautiful opportunity anytime I get the time to spend time with Dr. James Dobson. Yes, I called him out. He's been my doctor for over a decade now. And he was the first person who told me, even before I joined network marketing, the success that I was going to have. And when he was prophesying to me, he had a tear drop from his eye to say, you don't know who you are. And at that time, I was a pregnant girl in fear that I was about to lose another baby. I had yet had a full-term baby. Every child was either passed away or they were NICU babies, neonatal ICU. I just expected that. And he gave me, he spoke life into me, and he told me that all of those fears that you have, you better trust in the Lord because he has something big for you. Only if you're willing to do something big for him. He said, you're going to impact so many people. And he began to literally tear up the first meeting that he had with me. And he said, I see so many people. And at this time, I literally left the hair salon in between clients and his doctor's appointment, and I just knew that they were going to tell me that this baby is not going to survive yet, and this is Kaden Jackson. I was able to conquer the fear because he spoke life into me, and he said, you live for the Lord, and you seek him in every situation. Do not compromise. And every single time I go to see Doc and I go and sit in that office, that was the same office, and always somebody got to come knock at the door and say, Doc, you got other patients. My spiritual pop, I'm telling you, God has blessed me with probably not a friend, but people who genuinely care for me, and they tend to probably be older than me sometimes, what have you, when I look at the wisdom that has been instilled in me, and I can look at him in the eye and say, Doc, I've not compromised. Doc, no matter what, I've not compromised. And let me tell you what God is doing. And I said, sometimes it's painful, sometimes, and he's like, don't fear, he's with you. He said things to me that I knew no one could have known but God, the time I met him. And it was at a rough time in my life. I can tell you one thing. If your life is rough right now and you're afraid to move forward because you're feeling that everything you do, every turn you're making is wrong, that is the indication it's your turning point. But you just got to keep going. You got to move through the fear. Man can't do nothing to you. Because all the things that come from God, he adds no sorrow to it. You got to keep pushing. We're doing this for the kingdom. If you're doing it for yourself, you're going to run into a ton of problems. If you're only doing it for your family, you're going to be limited. But if you do it for God, you're going to truly see what free enterprise can do for you. Guys, we going to go hang out. Don't you think that people who love the Lord can't have a good time? We about to have a good old time in the daytime. I can't even open up the call for you this morning, but you know I love you. When we open up on tomorrow, make sure you come in and let's talk about the fear of man. I need you right now today. I need you to talk to more people than you've ever done in your entire career, even if it's just one more. If you say, well, I've done 20 people in a day, well, do 21 today. If you've only done 3, do 4. If you've only done 5, do 6 or 7. Just so you can brush your shoulders off when it comes to fear of rejection. I love you guys. Peace out.